This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago in my ministry. I trust it'll bless you.
John Wesley said that it seems that God can do nothing for on earth for man unless man asks him. It requires this process of prayer, and that is because we are the ones with the authority on the earth. God finished the earth in 6 days. He gave the authority over to Adam. Adam sublet it to the devil. Jesus Christ came and restored it back to us. And God must have us working with him in prayer. You see it all through the Bible. We have to. And we're here on the end now. And I believe really the great work of the church is prayer. It is communing with God and working with God and praying not so much what you will, but what God wants you to pray. That's how Daniel prayed. He prayed what God wanted him to pray. And so these are the deep things of the Spirit, and it's only in the Spirit that you can pray this way. And I want you to turn this morning to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. What a verse this is. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 2. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Now, this is talking about prayer tongues. This is a prayer verse. In my Bible, I have a new Bible, and all verses that have to do with prayer, I put a P out to the side of them. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit. Now, this is a prayer, a way to pray, that comes to you only after you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. And after you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are given wonderful languages of prayer. They are unknown to men. And many of them are unknown to the devil. Sometimes you'll speak in a known tongue that you don't know, but the devil knows. But these prayer tongues are not known to him. And in the Spirit, when you're praying in the Spirit, you can pray a thing called mysteries unto God. And that's what we're going to look into, that word mysteries. But first, I want you to look to the in the Spirit part in verse 13. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray, that's pray, this is talking about pray. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. And so tongues and praying in the Spirit is involved in praying about the mysteries of God. Also, there is in this praying in the Spirit, where your spirit is praying, your spirit's doing the praying, there is spirit-guided prayer, where the Holy Ghost guides you in praying about the mysteries of God. In fact, He is the only one who can guide you in praying about the mysteries of God, because you don't know all the mysteries of God. Your head doesn't know them. This word, mystery, it's the Greek word mysterion, and it means divine secrets or sacred secrets. God has divine secrets, sacred secrets. They are His plans. They are His purposes. Hallelujah. And the church is to pray about them. The only way we are told that we can pray about them is in the Spirit. But in the Spirit, when we're praying in the Spirit, we are praying God's mysteries, God's plan, God's purpose. I love to think of this book as the plans. We're not going into the last days just harum scarum. It's planned by God. The mystery of the church, He kept secret from before the foundation of the world until the days of Paul. So Satan couldn't mess it up. And here's a way. Satan's real, moving strategically now. And God's real, moving strategically. But working with God on the earth are people of faith. They believe Him. And they move out in the Spirit and work with Him. And they are told to pray concerning His mysteries and His plans. Hallelujah. At the beginning of this century, there came the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. It started up in Kansas with Brother Parham. Then from Kansas, they went down to Houston, picked up Brother Seymour, and went out to Azusa Street. That's how it happened on this side of the world. And from Kansas, there came down two ladies who were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and they came to the Broken Arrow, Coweta, Oneida area. And when they got there, they preached their message that the evidence, the Bible evidence of being baptized in the Holy Ghost, was speaking in tongues. And a great number of people believed them and built wonderful Pentecostal works in Coweta, Oneida, and Broken Arrow area. My great-grandparents were a part of it. And the persecution was so horrible in those days that the Pentecostals came out to my great-grandfather's farm. He had a big canyon on that farm. And they would walk up and down that canyon and pray, you know, loudly. But nobody would throw tomatoes at them or threaten to kill them or threaten to take them to the mental institution. The city fathers in Coweta tried to put my great-grandfather in the Veneta mental institution. They hadn't heard people speaking with tongues. So for refuge, they went out into that canyon to pray, and then they went into their house to pray in the wintertime. My dad is 80 years old. The Lord told me He left him for a witness of how they prayed. They prayed morning, noon, and night. They prayed when they got ready to have a meal. Before the meal, they pulled out their chairs and knelt down by the chairs to pray. I mean, it wasn't any little old thing. They prayed. They believed that they got baptized in the Holy Ghost to do 1 Corinthians 14:2. They believed that was it. My great-grandfather had a barn up beside the road, and he milked cows there. And my dear old Aunt Lethe asked Lynn about her. We went to visit her in the old folks' home when she was almost 100. She was a little girl. And she said, boy, we'd walk away on the other side of the road walking to school because Mr. Pickard would be in that barn praying in them tongues. To the top of his lungs. They believed that they had to pray concerning the mysteries and plans of God. And they prayed. They would start with now, and they would pray till Jesus comes. They would start with Coweta, and they'd pray out to Oneida and Broken Arrow and Tulsa, and then go around the world every time. And I believe, God has revealed it to me, that Tulsa's different because of the way they prayed. They actually prayed and opened heaven over Tulsa and prayed it. God prophesied at a staff party we were having one time with Brother Hagin that the reason Tulsa's different is it has an open heaven. And that the Word can come there. Word can come and be sent out. And I know that it's because of their prayers. For instance, there was a young man named Rupert Bailey. And God revealed to him that He was going to raise up a work that would reach around the world shortly before Jesus comes on his father's farm. And Rupert Bailey was told he had to pray it in. They believed he had to pray it in. So he would go every morning after chores and every evening after chores to this big knoll on his daddy's farm, and he would, they called it, agonize in prayer. That is the place where Rhema Bible Training Center is today. The Rhema Bible Church is on the knoll. They cut down the knoll to set the church on the top of it. Praying what God once prayed. Praying God's plans, not just what I want, you know. gimme, gimme, gimme all the time. Bless the Lord. But God's plans, that's what Daniel did, and God called him greatly beloved. Now, it says here that when we're praying in the Spirit, in tongues, our spirit praying, and Holy Ghost guided praying, that we will be speaking concerning God's mysteries. We will be. The Lord told me one time about unity. We were singing in our church, and suddenly we were singing much better than we could sing. And I stopped to listen, because I've heard an angel sing before. And I knew that this was supernatural. And the Lord said to me, I'm going to teach you about unity. I didn't expect that. I'd just come from Finland, and one of the biggest problems was there was a unity movement. And everybody was fighting over the unity movement. And they were trying to make us join and all kinds of things. And it was wicked. Ooh. And so I'm hearing the church sing, and the Lord says, I'm going to teach you about unity today. And he said, when the song leader is in the Spirit and singing the songs that I am leading him to sing, he said, I have congregations all over the earth singing the same song at the same time. We were singing, Thou Art Worthy. And he said, you know that it was our morning service. It was Finland's evening service. And he said, you know that they know this song and that they're in their evening service. And he said, the church is in much more unity than they think they are. He says, you don't know it, but the devil knows it. And he said, it just drives them crazy. And he said to me, unity is only in the Spirit. Only there. And he said, for instance, I'll show you. He said, there can be two men on earth and they believe exactly the opposite things about the end time. So much so they don't even like each other. And if they walked down the street and met each other, one would cross over to the other side. But he said, when they get in their prayer closets and they get in the Spirit praying, he said, I have them working on the same prayer projects together. See, they're unified in the Spirit. And when they're in the Spirit, they're in unity. It's only our flesh that... So, if you want to stay in unity, you get in the Spirit, you pray in the Spirit. And the Lord told us in one of our prayer meetings we had, he said, you'll be in unity up around the throne working on the things of God. And you'll meet there. When you're in the Spirit, you'll meet there. You want to pray with Lynn Hammond? Get in the Spirit and you'll meet her up there. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the mysteries. The Bible reveals several of these mysteries to us. And the first one we're going to look at is the mystery of the church. And we'll read about it in Colossians. The Bible identifies them. We have the mystery of the church. We have the mystery of Israel. We have the mystery of iniquity. And we're going to look at all three of them because you're going to be praying about them as you get in the Spirit.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.